Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Last time on The Laundry Hour, I shared a few learnings that I'm having as I'm journeying through my new faithfulness schedule. I am spending some time in the afternoon during my girls' nap time in prayer. I am thinking about using my gifts to serve the church by children's theater. And I'm also thinking about different ways that I can date my husband. So today I am not really doing a shift, but felt like the Lord put something on my heart that I just have to share with you. And here are four things that will change your life. Are you ready? I'm sure you read the title and you were like, oh my gosh, I have to listen to this. I want to know what she is about to say. And the crazy thing is that you've heard these things before, at least I assume. Here's the verse, Acts 2:42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Now this isn't earth-shattering. You've heard this before. We know that it's important to listen to God's word. We know it's important to spend time with other believers. We know that communion is important and praying is important. But here is why these things will transform your life. So, they're not earth-shattering, are they? But here's why they will change your life. I think that we admire the early church, their power, the love they have for God, the love they have for God's mission, and it seems unattainable because we're like, well, we're reading God's word, we spend time together, we have communion, we pray, why aren't we experiencing the same things? And I think there are two reasons. One, that word devoted. They devoted themselves to those four things, as well as there were just four things. Those four things may have caused them to do other things, but they weren't distracted with anything else. Those four things are what they spent time doing together as a body of believers. Those four things. I don't know. It's like so simple. God's word gives us everything we need. And if we devote ourselves to knowing God's word, we will know him more. We will know ourselves more. Sin won't be as difficult to struggle with because we know that God's word promises that his word can renew our minds. We'll start thinking differently. Our desires will begin to change. Life changes for us. My husband and I think I've told you this prior, but my husband and I read through the whole New Testament together a few months back, and we both felt the transformation in our hearts. Like, we thought differently, wanted different things, and not necessarily because we were beginning to apply all of those things to our lives. Not to say that wasn't happening either, because as we were reading it, it came up in conversation the next day for both of us, and then we were sharing those things with each other and got even more encouraged, read more scripture, and it just kept the cycle going. But it was just like, I love this. We love this. This is our hearts. This is who we love, and spending time with him as well as spending time with our husband. And our girls were listening too. Like, God's word is transformational. Hebrews says that it is alive and active. So us deeply devoting ourselves to knowing God's word will transform our lives. The same is true for fellowship. And I'm not just talking about being in a room with other believers. I am talking about loving each other, talking with each other, getting to know each other, like true deep fellowship where you know them, they know you, where you get in the conflict, you resolve it, where you're deeply talking about God's word, praying together, having those kinds of relationships. That kind of fellowship will spur on an encouragement in you as well.
my husband and I had a couple over once, and I can't fully describe it, but I know it was in that season where we were reading the New Testament, and that was giving us a fire and an encouragement. And then after that time with those people, my husband and I were like, oh my gosh, do you feel it? He's like, do you feel it? We felt different. Something was transformed in us because of that deep time with other believers. And we were like, we need more of this. Like, now, today. Like, how do we get it? How do we find it? I just want more. I think the more that we have real encounters with God, we will want more. The same goes for communion. What I think is so beautiful about breaking bread together is when Jesus instituted it, he said, take this is my body, drink this is my blood. The foundation for breaking bread together and the Lord's Supper is a reminder, a constant reminder that everything begins and ends with Jesus. His life, his death, his resurrection is our foundation for salvation. That is where our gratefulness to the Lord comes from. That is where our passion for sharing the gospel comes from. That is where our resolve to get sin out of our lives and pursue holiness comes from, because we have been given a great gift from God in Jesus. We have a relationship with him. We have been given freedom from sin. We have been given every single thing. Like, we can consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We have life in him, eternal life, a promise. We have the inheritance of the Holy Spirit, all because of what Jesus did on the cross. That transforms your life. For the first time you hear it and accept it, but every single day our lives should be constantly transformed by the truth of the gospel. That's another thing that's going to keep a fire going in us, because that is the good news, that we are not only sharing with people that have never heard it or have never accepted it, but also sharing it with ourselves, teaching it to our children, reminding our spouses about it. That will transform your life. And then also prayer. And I think it's because I've been praying a little bit more consistently that I'm like, my heart feels different. My mind feels different. Today, I even took a nap during the time my girls were napping, and I was just like, I'm missing my time. So I turned on some TV. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm recording this podcast, and when I am done, I am going to pray, because I missed it and I need it, and it's transforming me. Like, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, ladies, but these four things, this is what we need to devote ourselves to. This will transform our lives. This will transform our homes. This will transform our churches, our communities, our world. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. We just finished an emotionally healthy spirituality course at our church, and there was one thing I think I have grabbed a hold to, and I'm going to tell everybody forever. They had a chart. I don't remember what was on the far left nor the far right, but there was a side on the left where those are things that we value. And then right on the right, those are things that we prioritize. And in the big middle is a giant gaping hole. And they said, what will take things from what we value to what we prioritize is hard work. For example, I think all of us value God's word, fellowship with other believers, remembering the gospel and communion, and prayer. I think we all value those. Okay? Yeah. But I don't think we all prioritize them, nor do we all devote ourselves to them. And I can say that I am not one of those people either. However, all of us can work hard to make them priorities. It is just going to require us making a choice to say, I will devote myself to these four things. I will work hard at these four things, because this is what's going to transform my life, in Jesus' name. Can I pray over you? Father, I just want to thank you so much that you truly mean it when you say that everything that we need, you have given us. You have given us everything we need for life and godliness, and it is right here. We don't have to look at the church in Acts anymore with a awe and a desire to be like them and feel like it's unattainable. No, we can have it if we will work hard and devote ourselves to knowing your word, deeply fellowshipping with your people, remembering every single day, every single moment that it rests on you, Jesus, and to really pray. We want our lives to change. We want to know you more. We want to see your kingdom come and your will be done, and this is how we do it. So, help us to work hard. Help us to become people that are devoted. Women that are devoted, mothers and wives that are devoted to knowing you, to loving you, and to loving others. We thank you so much for this revelation that seems so obvious, but again, thank you so much for it. Please help us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I really, truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week to hear more random things that the Lord reveals to me, or some more learnings from my faithfulness schedule. But until then, I will leave with you all 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.